Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello there, everyone, and welcome to episode 47, Becoming a Charismatic Leader. Jerry Porras said, when you put together deep knowledge about a subject that intensely matters to you, charisma happens. You gain courage to share your passion, and when you do that, folks follow. Think about a leader that you know, alive or dead, who has demonstrated charisma. They are the leader who is described as having an aura or a presence. They are that person who walks into the room and grants people's attention. It's like the seas have parted. Who is that person for you? You suddenly become curious as they light up the room with their presence. Some historical leaders that may have been described as having charisma are individuals like John F. Kennedy, Gandhi, Princess Diana, Mother Teresa, Oprah, Martin Luther King Jr., and Winston Churchill. You may think that you need to be a celebrity to be spotlighted as a charismatic leader. You do not have to. People will magnetically be drawn to you. Some people describe the charismatic leader as someone who is charming and persuasive. They have what people call the likability factor. They build rapport and trust quickly with others. A charismatic leader is value-driven, and there is an alignment between their words and actions. Charisma is a quality or characteristic that can be developed. I imagine the charismatic leader as someone who makes you feel like the most important person in the room when you're speaking with them. You have their undivided attention, and they just draw you in. Charismatic leaders take action. They don't sit on the sidelines or wait for permission when they know there's something that needs to be done. They take initiative. They take genuine interest in others. They put judgments aside and shift to a place of curiosity by asking questions about the other person. Eye contact, warm body language, and facing the person or persons that they are speaking with are also distinct features of their communication style. They have an amazing, engaging personality that naturally draws people in. They actively listen. Listen to more of what is being said than talking themselves. They are good conversationalists. They can start a conversation with anyone and leave that person thinking that they were the most important person in the world. And in those moments, they were. They speak with intention and conviction. These leaders create a compelling vision and articulate their message eloquently. They are confident in their message and communicate thoughtfully. They are committed to their cause. Pay attention to the words that they use. Are they positive and affirming? Are they empowering? Are they tearing people down? Can you pick up on any self-doubt as they speak? The way they say the words and the tone they use is even more powerful than the words themselves. They do not speed through conversation. They slow down and they're deliberate with punctuating certain words and pausing between statements. There is a lowered tone to communicate the importance of their message. Charismatic leaders are always present. They are leaders who are able to be fully engaged and be in the moment, and often described as being present. They are not distracted by fleeting thoughts or what they need or ought to be doing. They focus on being present in the here and now. They have the ability to remember people's names and details of a conversation. After all, the sweetest words to a person when you're in conversation is their own name. They have a positive attitude. Charismatic leaders tell stories to communicate and make a point to be learned. People are drawn into stories. They see themselves in the stories and learn from others' experiences. A charismatic leader will stand tall with good posture and have an authentic smile. And the way to tell if the smile is real is that a true smile will engage the eyes. Dress for success. When you dress well, you tend to perform well. You set a standard for yourself and others. Ensure that your clothing fits you well. If it's too big, get it tailored to you. Your shoes should be polished and be in good condition. If you pay attention to the details of how you are dressed, it is believed that you will also pay the attention to your details of your performance. In the seconds you walk into a room, a first impression is made. Make it long-lasting. The way you dress, communicate, and act reflects on how you perform. Although this might not be 100% true of the time, the majority of the time it is. Cindy Ann Peterson said, "Stand tall and be proud. Realize confidence is charismatic and something that money can't buy. It radiates from within you." So what are you going to do to become that charismatic leader? Because this podcast is all about people taking action, taking the actions that they need to live their lives rich from the inside out through principles of leadership, business, and human potential. Are you going to become a better listener? Are you going to speak with deeper intention? Are you going to tell stories that communicate your points? Or are you going to brush up on your wardrobe? What are you going to do to be the leader that you want to be seen as? You need to go out and be the change that you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi said, and make today great. And if you haven't subscribed to the Success Secrets newsletter on my website at www.deborahkozowski.com, you need to go on over there right now. Get your name in there, because you'll get sent a free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. Go to iTunes, subscribe to us so you don't miss a single episode of items and short segments that can change your life. We're going to be moving into phase 2 by adding on some interviews with some of the greatest thought leaders out there. And we're already in the midst of booking those dates, so they will be coming very, very soon. And we're so excited to share it with you. This isn't going to be an exciting launch into a new phase of the Millionaire Woman Show, adding on these things. But right now, we're keeping them, you know, pretty consistent with the time so that I know you have a busy day, but what I want to do is help set the tone for your day. If you feel off track, that you come and listen to the podcast so we can get your mindset in the right space so that you can get the results that you desire. I'm your partner along the way in helping you become the successful leader that you want to be. So until the next Millionaire Woman Show, stay tuned. Go back and listen to other episodes. Email us to let us know what nuggets are really standing out for you at Deborah@deborahkozowski.com. Until we meet again, make your days great and live with full intention.